Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, what a wonderful Saturday morning. As the sun has risen, and it's risen here in Florida, doing the show today from Philly Spring Training, Clearwater, Florida. They're getting ready for a baseball game today. Yeah, they're starting them this early. I can't remember spring training starting on as early as February 25th. I can't remember that. But there's a game today. I don't even know who's playing. I haven't seen a lineup. But Rob Thompson's going to join us, and we'll get the breakdown. But the one thing that I guess disappoints me, I mean, it's baseball, and you're getting the feel of playing baseball and the season and all those things. But it disappoints me that not a lot of the starters play, and even if they do play, they don't play that long. And Nelson's going to start today, so you're not going to get – it's the opening game, and they have a split squad. So there's another game playing the Yankees here. I don't know if the split squad's at the Yankees, and they're, which is right down the road. It's like 25 minutes away in Tampa. But whatever. So – we're going to talk about your feelings with the Phillies. I've got my lineup already prepared. I'm just going to try to help Rob Thompson out so he doesn't have to stress over, you know, where guys hit and who plays and all that. So I've taken care of that for him. But there's still an Eagles hangover. Even though I've been down here all week in spring training and, you know, watched guys throwing live BP and the Andrew Painter excitement and all those things that go on here, there's still an Eagles hangover. And I don't know how long that's going to last, but it seems to me it's going to last a while. People, and it's a loss in the Super Bowl. It's not just a loss. It's not just a bad loss. It's a loss in the Super Bowl, and people have trouble getting over that. And I understand it a little bit, and I don't know when everyone or when a lot of people, most people, are going to move on and kind of look forward to next year. It is, and I pointed this out before when I've been on the air during the week, it is very difficult, and I don't know the reason, I don't know why it's the case, but it's very difficult for a team who has lost in the Super Bowl to just get back to the Super Bowl. It's not the only sport that that happens either. It happens in baseball, where a team that has lost in the World Series hasn't won the World Series the next year. And I know the expectations for the Phillies are extremely high. And when you listen to people, all the pitchers in live BP or you're looking good, and I get all that. It's not live pitching. And Andrew Painter, they were impressed with, and everybody's impressed with. You got to remember, he's 19 years old. And I don't know why, with the pieces that they've added and the pitchers that they've added, and that's maybe one of the questions that I'm going to ask Rob Thompson, why does he have to be on the opening day roster? You know, I think you want to make sure, and most starters aren't going to go that deep in the game that early because everybody's worried about innings and It's not the way it used to be, but nothing's the way it used to be. But we'll get to that. But people have an excitement. But the point is, it is hard. It is hard to get back once you've been there the next year. Now, down the line, teams go back, you know, in 2 years. But people won't accept that. The expectations for the Phillies are higher in Philadelphia than they are anywhere else. I think the over-under number is 88. There hasn't been an over-under number yet because teams in football haven't even set the roster. So there hasn't been an over-under number set yet for that. And last year was 9.5. I would bet that it won't even be 9.5 this year. It got to 9.5 because they play a tougher schedule. They have 3 West Coast trips. That includes Kansas City, assuming that you look at Kansas City as a West Coast trip. Seattle, Rams. But there's no question the expectations are really, really high for all teams. And now we can include, because I think we should all get ready for the Sixers parade, since everybody's all pumped up, that in the regular season, and there's a negative to the way that they're winning. You can't always wait till the fourth quarter to try to win a game, because against good teams, you're not going to be able to come back in the fourth quarter. And it doesn't appear to me that the team the other night that the Sixers played, Memphis, is a good team. Ja Morant didn't show up. How can you have all that time off for the All-Star break, play a schoolyard game at the All-Star game, and come in and not show up in your only appearance in a city, and it's Memphis' only appearance in Philadelphia? People want to see. They want to see. They really want to see. They want to see the stars play. And you're not, first of all, they don't play half the time. How about Damian Lillard? 10 days off, approximately 10 days off, and he had to rest the first game back from the All-Star break. He had to rest. The commissioner of the NBA, who I think without question now is the weakest, most feeble commissioner in professional sports right now. Well, we're not going to have, you can't have load management. Can't rest players. It's not, whatever. And teams just make up excuses and they just rest players. He doesn't, there's no enforcement of what he says, and everybody knows he's a farce. He's not a good commissioner because I guess you could say he's too nice and the players run the NBA, but because the Sixers are now winning these games, people are getting thinking championship again, so we might as well just prepare for the parade. And now that the Sixers have Bill Russell on their team, the reincarnation of Bill Russell, that's according to Joel Embiid. He said he had to do his best Bill Russell impression in the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, the Sixers won the game, and they played well defensively in the fourth quarter against Memphis. But that, in the way the rules used to be in the NBA, and they've all changed, the way the rules used to be, that was actually a foul. Even though he blocked the ball cleanly, his body came into Ja Morant's body. So I don't know why that's not a foul, but it doesn't matter. What the call wasn't made, and it was a great play to go viral in video, but that's okay. He had a terrible shooting night, but you're going to have those games. And he's 0 for 5. Once you know you're not hitting from 3, I don't know why you would keep on taking the threes. He was 0 for 5 from 3. But doesn't matter. The Sixers are on their way. In the lineup, and I've debated Joe Giglio, who, again, I'm right in this case. In the case of the Phillies, the leadoff hitter has got to be Trey Turner. Whether Harper's here or not, Trey Turner has to be the leadoff hitter. Has to be. There's... tell me what player is better at leadoff, and you're going to tell me Schwarber. He gets on base, he hits on... I want him to hit home runs when there's men on base. And that's why I would hit him number two. And you can't always worry about lefty-righty all the time, because you can't separate them all the time. You can't go lefty-righty, lefty-righty, lefty-righty through a lineup, the whole lineup. Listen, if you have four righties in a row or four lefties in a row, that's one thing. All right, let me give you the numbers. I've been told Rob Thompson will join us at 8:30. So that's just to let you know in that regard. Rob Thompson will join us. We'll ask those questions to him. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494 are the numbers. All right, here's our question. Here's our question today. To try to win, as you always try to do on this program, on this fine radio show, the $100 gift certificate for DeBruno Brothers. Check it all out at DeBruno.com. All the great food when you stop in any one of their seven locations. You know, all kinds of good things. But you have the chance to win that gift certificate. And here's the question. Simple, to the point. And there's probably, not probably, there are a lot of good answers. The best player, and you think about that in Philadelphia a lot, the best player to never have won a championship. And it's kind of a thing that, you know, I'm not going to throw one out there, because there's one in every sport. There's one in every sport. And it's going to be a hard choice to come up with a choice, but there is one in every sport. The best player to have never won a championship. I can think of four or five right off the top of my head right now of never winning a championship. All right, so you got the numbers. You got the question. Eagles hangover. How long are you going to have your Eagles hangover? How long are you going to have the Eagles hangover? That's just one. And your expectations. I imagine that the expectations for the Phillies are a World Series. When you get there, you want it, but you got to put everything into perspective. The Mets fell apart at the end in the playoffs. The Braves fell apart, and they're both picked ahead of the Phillies in the division. It wouldn't be out of the question. When you think about it, that the Phillies are going to have to fight for a playoff spot, that it wouldn't be out of the question. And I don't know, you know, because the Padres are going to be better this year. Dodgers are going to be the Dodgers. St. Louis never goes far, but somehow they always seem to make the playoffs. But they never go that, they never go, or not never, but they don't go deep enough. And I don't know where St. Louis got better, because I haven't looked at what they've done in the offseason. So it's kind of an interesting dynamic. And how they always seem to be in the mix. Milwaukee, I don't know what Milwaukee's done, but Milwaukee has really good pitching, but obviously their offense let them down. And the Phillies have a couple of teams to thank for getting as far as they got, because Milwaukee fell apart at the end. And then the St. Louis manager, who obviously is not a good manager, probably one of the worst managed games in the playoffs in I don't know how many years. One of the worst managed games. All right. Again, Rob Thompson will join. The Phillies manager will join us at 8:30. A lot of questions for him, and if you have any questions to suggest to me, feel free, and I will pass them along if I think they're worthy enough to Rob Thompson. All right, let's – and by the way, I talked to Trey Turner the other day, and I'm going to play that for you, about – leading off. And the guy wants to lead off. And the guy feels he should lead off. But he's politically correct. And he will lead off to start the season with Harper not here. But he was just trying to be politically correct in some of his answers. But we'll play that for you coming up shortly. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Neil. Neil, you're on WIP.
Howard, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, real quick comment on the Sixers.
Yes.
I root for the logo. That was an exciting game against Memphis. You delineated it well. I have a tough time rooting for both Harden and Embiid, and I think that's all I'll say. I've been a Sixer fan since I was calling you at 96.5 when I was 11.
Oh, wow. Well, that goes back a long time.
Yeah,
how did I let you
does,
on the air at 11 years old?
It's just difficult to – I root for the logo. That's all I'll say.
Okay, so why – let me just interject here. You say you have trouble rooting for Harden and Embiid. And I kind of understand it a little bit, but you tell me why you have trouble rooting for Harden and Embiid.
Well, they're more worried about all-star appearances, MVPs, where – I'll give you an example. You have two other athletes in the city, Bryce Harper and Jalen Hurts, even though Hurts didn't win the MVP. Now, I know there are clauses in contracts for all-star appearances and MVPs, but you never heard Harper pining to win the MVP 2 years ago. You never heard Jalen this year pining. They're worried about...
You know, did Harper say anything about... But I'm trying to think. Did Harper say... Harden say anything about not making the all-star team?
He did. He did. He covered it up by saying, well, he said something about, I know I should be there, but I'll take the days off. So I don't know if he flew back home to Houston. But
I don't know that he should have been there. I don't know that he should have been there.
Well,
there's
I think
many good players.
You can make an argument, but I don't personally think he should have gone.
Hey, listen, in the NBA, when you scoring points is almost... it's irrelevant anymore because it's so easy to score in the NBA through most of the game. So I don't care about scoring points. His shooting percentage is okay. It's not great. He's going to get assists if guys make shots. Obviously, he's talented, but he's not the same player as he used to be, and he's not the same because he's not really a scorer. Even though there's times he's going to score some points, and there's going to be times where he doesn't shoot that well.
I agree. And the one positive I'll say about Harden, what put me over the top was Christmas Day when the report came out saying that he wanted to go back to Houston. I will give him a positive comment where since he's been in Philadelphia, he has changed his game around and become more of a distributor. But I can't pay somebody $34 million a year to be a distributor. It's difficult. It's difficult to comprehend, you know?
Yeah, well, he's getting paid a lot of money. And this nonsense, don't think that even though he hasn't commented, and Daryl Morey, nobody's going to comment. They're just focused on winning a championship. That's the line that's embedded in everybody. But the reality is that word of him thinking about going back to Houston is really to get the Sixers to extend his contract. That would be a disaster.
I agree.
To give him more years than he's got. That would be 100%. A disaster.
Yep.
But and what don't you like about Embiid?
Well, just the same type of attitude as Harden. He's more concerned with MVPs than championships when you have, you know, the two other athletes in Philly, and Hurts and Harper, who are complete opposite of Embiid's mentality. You know, we're fortunate right now in Philadelphia. I mean, we have some superstars and maybe on every team except the Flyers. And two out of three ain't bad. I mean, Embiid is just more concerned about MVPs and all-star appearances.
Well, he's too concerned about MVPs. He's selfish. That's my point. Because he said before the all-star, I don't know if I'm going to play. My foot's been hurting me all year. And then all of a sudden he plays. You know, that's being selfish. That's just being selfish.
I agree.
He shouldn't have played. All right. Do you have an answer to the question? The best player to have never won a championship, and it could be anywhere. It doesn't have to be in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm going to go Philly only because, that's 4-4. But I have about 10 guys I could give you. But I'm going to go with Eric Lindros.
You know what? I thought about that last night. Yeah.
He was the first guy that came to my mind. So.
Okay. All right. All right. You're in the mix. All right. Thanks for
the
call.
Have a good day, Howard.
Yeah, you too. All right. Let's go to Josh. Josh, you're on WIP.
Hey, first and foremost, who cares about the Sixers? They're on until April anyway.
That's a good point. Well, in some cases, that's a good point. Right now, they're not on the top of people's list. But, you know,
no.
I mean, to some people, they are. But you got to win in the playoffs. This regular season stuff is just nonsense.
You have Silent T, you got regular season Harden, James. I mean, it doesn't matter until they get to the playoffs. And then, I always go back to the last playoff game. James took two shots the entire second half of the last game.
When you think about that, that's pretty amazing when you think about that.
Exactly. But he's a pig, okay? And he's always looking for a foul every time he goes to the basket. I mean,
so is everybody. I mean, I'll say this. So is everybody.
True. But, I mean, who cares? So I'm more excited about, the conversation you're going to have with Robbie Tate. You know, obviously, Trey Turner is exciting. You know, is Painter, is Abel, is McGarry, are they going to actually be a factor in the rotation this year at some point?
And I don't know why would you bring up Painter when you've added pitchers? You're not going to need really a fifth starter, and I think there's going to be times they're going to use a sixth starter. You're not going to need him the first month anyway. Are you just trying to be nice to the guy? Or, you know, he's 19 years old, and he's coming from Double A to the big leagues, and he's good, and everybody knows he's good. But is there a reason you got to keep him up here and not throw? I think they're trying to energize him and keep him excited and motivated, and saying that he has a chance. I would think that there's no less than a 50-50 chance that he comes north with the team when they start the season, because there's no reason. He's not going to be one of the four starters. So, really, why do you need to bring him up?
Well, let me answer this question. Nola and our guy, Wheeler, haven't exactly, gone the full length of the season without getting hurt. So why not add a fifth starter and have him there, you know?
Well, yeah, but you have fifth starters to choose from, but you don't in the first month. There's days off, so you don't need it. If you're going to pitch every 5 days, now are they not going to pitch guys every 5 days to start the season?
I don't know. You could have Bradley Fulder. Is that where we're going?
Well, I don't know. You don't need a fifth starter for a while.
Okay, but I mean, this season's long. That's
okay, so your starters are drawing a blank here. You got
Wheeler, Nola,
Suarez.
I don't know.
Walker.
You don't have an Eflin.
Right. Well, you don't have Eflin. Okay.
So you
have Walker.
Now you got Walker.
Okay.
That's your four.
Yeah. So why do you need a fifth starter in the first month of the season? You want to have him at least get some innings and pitch.
All right. So you go mid-May. You bring him up. That's fine.
Yeah.
Early June.
Oh, he'll be on the team before sometime this season. I don't have any question about that.
Yeah, so. but by that point, there should be like a pitch count because the arm is extended.
You got to have the pitch count.
It's a joke. Right. I just watched the whole Nolan Ryan documentary. Oh, my God.
It's great. I watched it one time on the plane. It's great.
Yeah.
Guys throw innings and pitches. And where did those guys go?
Ask your boy Steve Carlton.
I hear the excuse, and this is a wonderful excuse. Well, guys throw harder now, so it's Nolan Ryan threw hard too. I mean,
he's throwing like high 90s in his 40s. Get out of here!
I know, it's ridiculous. All right, who's your player, the best player to never win a championship?
It's hands down. Okay, in 1984, he got cut by the Olympic team because they didn't want him. Okay. And he was the second best player in the league then, Charles Barkley.
He got cut on the Olympic team because he was too heavy. Bobby Knight tried to teach him a lesson, but yeah, you're right. Charles is a very good one. All right, hey, thanks for the call. Rob Thompson will be joining us when we come back. 215-592-9494. The question to win that $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers: the best player to have never won a championship. Doesn't have to be Philadelphia. It could be anywhere. Rob Thompson will join us. Lots of questions. I've got a lineup to give to him to try to make his job a little bit easier. And, you know, it's not rocket science putting this lineup together. It really isn't rocket science. I'm Howard Eskin. We're here in Clearwater, Florida, Phillies spring training. The Phillies play this afternoon, and it will be broadcast here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The time now is 8:24.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.